Hi, patient's last name is Ott, O-T-T. First name is James. Date of visit is January 24, 2024. Date of birth is December 2, 1950. Next pair of acute complaint, obstructive sleep apnea. Next pair of a history of pneumonia. Patient is a 73-year-old male, kind of acute complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. First up, patient history of snoring, comma, witness losses of breathing during sleep, and restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient had a sleep study done. First up, we found that the patient had sleep apnea. First up, patient has been using the CPAP therapy. First up, patient sees significant improvements with his excessive daytime sleepiness symptoms with the CPAP machine. First up, very patient is very happy with the CPAP machine. First up, patient is complying with it. First up, patient uses it every day. First up, for some Mintzberger past medical history, back problem, mixed number fibromyalgia, mixed number medication, Cymbalta, mixed number Macrobid, mixed number fish oil, mixed number allergies. Patient is allergic to penicillin, causing skin rash. Social history, patient does not, the patient is single. First up, patient doesn't have any children. First up, patient is a laborer. Patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. Patient has no known drug history. Next, review system. Patient's hair loss, vision problems, heartburn, acid reflux, and joint problems. First up. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next pair of impression, obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient is using the CPAP consistently. First up, patient sees significant symptomatic improvement from the CPAP therapy. First up, patient feel refreshed and awake and alert when he's using the CPAP machine. First up, next pair of recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next pair of recommendation, continue to use the CPAP therapy. First up, next paragraph, explain to the patient the risk and benefit for using a CPAP machine. First time, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is E-A-R-R-O-W. First name is Ann, is Nancy, A-T-I, V as in Victor, I-D-A-D. Date of birth is, date of visit is October 13, 2025. Date of birth is September 8, 1943. Next paragraph, chief complaint of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Alzheimer's dementia and insomnia. Next paragraph, history of present new administration is an 82-year-old female, comma, with the chief complaint of Alzheimer's and insomnia. First up, majority of the history is provided by the daughter. First up, according to the daughter, comma, patient of significant short-term memory loss. So first up, it has been progressively getting worse. So first up, she has difficulty remember the date. First up, patient's difficulty remember time, date, and situation. First up, patient would forget names. So first up, her symptoms is progressively getting worse. So first up, patient has been taking Memantine. First up, it's helping her. She has no side effects. So first up, there's no stomach upset, nausea, vomiting. First up, patient also been taking the trazodone. First up, the trazodone has been helping her with the insomnia symptoms. So first up, there's no side effects. There's no withdrawal symptoms. So first up, patient's tolerating well. First up, next paragraph of a past medical history, Alzheimer's disease, next number, insomnia, next current medication, trazodone, 50 milligrams a night as needed. Next number, Nepimentine. 10 milligrams a day. Next for allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patient's a widow with two children. First up, patient's homemaker. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next for please do not put a review system. Next for impression. Next paragraph, a mental state examination. Next paragraph, mental state examination. Patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. First up, patient does not know the year, does not know the month, does not know the date. First up, a patient does not know the name of the president of the United States. First up, a short-term recall is a 0 out of 3. First up, a patient does follow commands. First up, a patient does not have any patient does not remember. Patient serial seven. Serial sevens is 0 out of 5. First up, cranial nerve examination. Patient does not have any dysarthria. First up, vision speaking fluent. First up, visual impression. Alzheimer's disease, comma, advanced. First up, next number. Insomnia. Vision has been taking the trazodone. It's been effective for her. First up, visual recommendation. Continue to take the trazodone 50 milligrams a night. First up, next number. Explain to the patient and the daughter that she has Alzheimer's disease. So first up, recommend to take a memantine 10 milligrams a day for Alzheimer's disease. Next number. Explain to patient common side effects of the medication. First up, explain to patient the benefit from the medication. First up, explain to the patient and patient's daughter. First up, next number. This recommendation filed me in 6 months. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient is. Last name is a B-A-R-R-O-W. First name is N-A-T-I-V-I-D-A-D. Date of visit is December 16, 2024. Date of birth is September 8, 1943. Next paragraph, a chief complaint of Alzheimer's disease and insomnia. Post-time is for history present in administration. An 81-year-old female, common chief complaint of Alzheimer's disease and insomnia. First up, the patient has been having a significant short-term memory loss. So first up, her memory is progressively worsening. First up, she would forget time, date, and situation. First up, the patient would miss appointments. First up, she would forget names. First up, she also has significant memory difficulty sleeping, according to the daughter. First up, according to the daughter, the patient is not able to sleep at all at night. First up, she may only sleep 1 to 2 hours. First up, she tried melatonin. Okay, that was not effective. Next paragraph, Alzheimer's disease. Next paragraph, neurologic examination, mental state examination, patients awake and alert. Mental state examination, patients awake and alert. So first up, her short-term recall is 0 out of 3. First up, serial 7 is 0 out of 5. A first time patient does not know the year, month, and date. A first time patient does not know the next holiday. A first time patient does not know the name of the President of the United States. A first time for impression, Alzheimer's disease. A first time very poor short-term memory. First up, short-term recall is 0 out of 3. First up, serial 7 is 0 out of 5. Serial 7, 0 out of 5. First up, a patient does not know the year, month, and date. First up, next paragraph, insomnia. First up, a patient has been having significant insomnia symptoms. First up, she likely has a sleep disturbance, comma, due to the dementia. First up, a patient is not able to sleep through the night. First up, a patient tried melatonin, and that was not effective. First up, next paragraph, commission. Explain to the patient and the daughter about diagnosis. Next paragraph, recommendation to try trazodone, 50 milligrams, 20 pill per night. First up, explain to patient this medication is a sleep medication. First up, explain to patient the common side effects, common including sedation, drowsiness, and metabolic disturbances. First up, explain to patient and the daughter, let me know immediately if you develop any of the side effects. First up, next over. Also recommend to take a memantine for memory loss. First up, explain to patient common side effects. First up, next over. Recommendation probably in 3 months. The first time explaining the patient of the above diagnosis, this marks the dean of dictation. Next patient, last name is H-A-D-D-A-D. First name is Joseph. Date of visit is September 16, 2024. Date of birth is May 3rd, 1954. Next, we have a chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. Next, we have history present in this patient. A 70-year-old male with the chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, a patient had the previous history of obstructive sleep apnea diagnosed based on open eye polysomnography study. First off, patient used to have a severe snoring, common excessive daytime sleepiness, non-restorative sleep, and excessive daytime sleepiness. And first off, patient has gasping sounds through the night. First off, patient witnessed losses of breathing during sleep. First off, patient started use of CPAP therapy. First off, the CPAP therapy was very effective for his sleep apnea. First off, patient is not able to sleep through the night. First off, the patient does not have any gasping sound anymore. First off, patient does not snore when he's using the CPAP therapy. First off, next paragraph, past medical history. No significant past medical history. Next paragraph, current medication, none. Next paragraph, current medication, the gabapentin, aspirin, vitamin D3. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patients, single, first off, patients, no children. First off, patients, grocery clerk. First off, patient does not smoke. First off, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not drink alcohol. First off, patient smoked cigarettes for 14 years. First off, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Next for review system, patient has joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, numbness, and depression. First off, but please do not put the rest of the review system. Do not put the rest of the review system. Next paragraph, impression, obstructive sleep apnea. First off, a patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. First off, patient has been complying with the CPAP therapy. First off, patient has been using the CPAP therapy. First off, patient feels significantly improved symptoms with the CPAP therapy. First off, patient feels much more refreshed, awake, and alert. Patient is tolerating well through the CPAP machine. First off, next recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next recommendation, continue to use the CPAP therapy. First off, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is H-A-D-D-A-D. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of service is July 7, 2025. Date of birth is May 3, 1954. Chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history present known as patient, 71-year-old male, common chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient has been using the CPAP therapy consistently. First up, patient tolerate well. First up, patient used the CPAP machine every day. First up, patient previously had witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient had a sleep study done and found that he has sleep apnea. First up, patient was prescribed the CPAP machine. First up, since then, he's been using it every day. First up, patient feel much more refresher from it. First off, patient is very happy with the results of the CPAP machine. First off, patient, next paragraph. Next paragraph, impression, obstructive sleep apnea. First off, patient is compliant to the CPAP machine. First off, patient tolerates it to a very well. First off, patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. First off, before the CPAP machine came, patient had witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, and excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, since he's been using the CPAP machine come, patient feel much more refreshed and awake and alert. First off, patient is very happy with the result. First off, his recommendation, I will refill all his CPAP supplies. First off, explain to patient correct usage of the CPAP mask and CPAP therapy. First up, next up, explain to him the diagnosis. Next up, I will replace all his CPAP supplies. I will refill all his CPAP supplies. First up, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is H-A-D-D-A-D. First name is Joseph. Date of visit is January 13, 2025. Date of birth is May 3, 1954. Next paragraph, chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, history present in this patient is a 70-year-old male, common chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient has been using the CPAP therapy every night. First up, patient is tolerating well to the CPAP machine. A first of a patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. A first of a patient had severe excessive daytime sleepiness, now restorative sleep, and very loud snoring. First of since he's been using the CPAP therapy, his symptoms are mostly gone. First of a patient feel much more refreshed and awake and alert now. First of a patient is very happy with the results of the CPAP machine. First of a next pair of impression, obstructive sleep apnea. First of a patient is tolerating well for the CPAP machine very well. First of a patient denies any problems. A first of a patient use use of severely loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, witness process of breathing during sleep, and non-restorative sleep. A first of a patient also had excessive significant of daytime sleepiness. A first of since he's been using the CPAP machine, a patient feel refreshed, awake, and alert. A first of patient is very happy with the result of the CPAP machine. First of for a condition, explain to patient about diagnosis. Next of I will refill all his CPAP supplies. A first of instrument, explain to patient correct usage of the CPAP mask and CPAP therapy. First of I'll show him how to use the CPAP mask. A first of instrument, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient is Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. First name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Date of visit is January 29, 2024. Date of birth is Chief complaint of headaches. Next paragraph, history present during a certain patient. So 62-year-old female, chief complaint of headaches. First of all, patient tells me that the majority of the headaches is in the back of the head. First of all, usually it's at night. First of all, intensity is 1 to 2 out of 10. First of all, it is not severe. First of all, however, it is very consistent. First of all, denies any hemiparesis, hemipody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First of all, denies any light flashing. First of all, denies any light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. First up, first up, patient has tried the Topamax. The Topamax is making her groggy in the morning. First up, the Topamax help her headaches, but it is just causing her a lot of grogginess. First up, next paragraph. Past medical history, high blood pressure. Next number, stroke, April 1, 2021. Next paragraph, past surgical history, ankle surgery, knee surgery. Next paragraph, current medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Meloxicam, metformin, baclofen, atorvastatin, aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, multivitamins. Next paragraph, allergies. Patients allergic to codeine. Next paragraph, social history. Patients married and widowed. And first up, patient has no children. First up, a patient does not smoke. First up, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Patient does not drink alcohol. First up, next paragraph, review system. Mother of multiple sclerosis. First up, grandmother had seizures. First up, next paragraph, review system. A patient has right-sided numbness. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, number one, tension headache. First of all, I believe the patient is having tension headaches causing her chronic daily headache. First of all, the patient tried Topamax, causing her grogginess, and it was discontinued. First of all, the Topamax helped her headaches, first of all, but it is just causing a lot of side effects. Impression number two, history of stroke. First of all, no new stroke-like symptoms. First of all, there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First of all, the patient has been taking aspirin. Next paragraph, next paragraph of recommendation, discontinue Topamax. Next summer, we start a patient on propranolol, 20 milligrams, one pill twice a day for a headache prevention. First time, explain the patient the common side effects of the propranolol. Which included a drowsiness, sedation, decrease in blood pressure, first up, but also decrease in heart rate, first up. So explain patient, let me know immediately if you develop any of the side effects, first up. This recommendation, continue to take the aspirin, 81 milligrams per day for stroke prevention, first up. So explain patient, the common signs and symptoms for acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia, first up. Explain patient, let me know immediately if she did, these symptoms the first time. If so, this recommend follow up with the patient in 3 months. The first time, perfect. Patient's last name is Dalton. First name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Date of visit is August 26, 2024. Next paragraph, she complained history of stroke and headaches. The next paragraph, history present illness patients, a 63-year-old female, how much she complained of a headache and stroke. A first off, patient tells me that the headache is under control. First off, her headache intensity is just 1 to 2 out of 10. First off, it is not worsening. First off, it is not everyday basis. A first off, patient may have headaches at 3 to 4 times a month. First off, there's no hemiparesis. There are no hemi-body sensory changes, diplopia, and dysphagia. First off, a patient has no new stroke symptoms. So first off, patient has been taking the aspirin, and there's been there's no side effects from the aspirin. First off, next rhythm pressure, attention headache. First off, patient stable. First off, patient's been taking the propranolol twice a day, and that has been helping her headaches. So first off, there's no side effects from that. So first off, impression number two, history of stroke. First off, new hemiparesis, hemi-body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, it is stable. First up, patients have been taking aspirin every day. Next, for recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll recommend patients continue to take the propranolol 20 milligrams 1 pill BID, for headache prevention. Next number, recommend patient continue to take the anticoagulant aspirin 81 milligrams 1 pill QD. Next number, explain to patient common side effects from these medications. First off, for aspirin, there will be stomach upset and stomach ulcer symptoms. First off, the propranolol would also include drowsiness, sedation, drop in blood pressure, dizziness, lightheadedness. First off, next number, also explain to patient the common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, which include hemiparesis, hemi-body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First, I explain to patient go to the nearest emergency room if she's developed any signs and symptoms. Of course, that this marks at the end of the patient. Next patient is H-E-N-G-E-R, again, H-E-N-G-E-R, first name is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-W-N, date of visit is January 22, 2025, date of visit is date of birth is August 25, 1980. Next, a paragraph, a chief complaint, migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 44-year-old male. Grandma. Chief complaint, migraine headache disorder. First off, patient has been having migraine headaches for the last 20 years. The first off, majority of the headache is on the right side. First off, patient got light sensitivity and sound sensitivity with these headaches. The first off, patient can get nauseous. First off, sometimes patient get dizziness. First off, patient headache intensity is 10 out of 10. First off, he would have these headaches once or twice a month. First off, patient has patient denies any hemiparesis, hemi-body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, I've been writing patient Nurtec at 75 milligrams a day. First off, that seems to help a little bit. First off, patient also tried previously. Try various medication, also includes Ubrelvy, Ubrelvy, 100 milligrams as needed. First off, patient also try various injections medications, including AIMOVIG, 140 milligrams a month. First off, next paragraph, a patient also try occipital nerve block. First off, the occipital nerve block is the one that's most effective, and that seems to be able to avoid the headaches most effectively. First off, next paragraph, past medical history, a chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, next number. Next paragraph, impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient has been having chronic migraine headaches for the last 20 years. First up, patient has been taking Nurtec as needed. First off, patient also try Ubrelvy Ubrelvy as needed to first up. And some of our patients also try a Mofig injection every monthly first up. Patients would have these migraines two to three times a month first up. They're usually associated with intensity of 10 out of 10. First up patient would have a light sensitivity, nausea. First up patient would have also have dizziness first up. The next in the past I've tried occipital nerve block first up. That has been most effective treatment for him, for some recommendation, explain to the patient about diagnosis. Next summer, continue to take a Nurtec, 75 milligrams, 1 PO/QD as needed. Next summer, continue Ubrelvy, U-B-R-E-L-V-Y, 50 milligrams a day as needed for headaches. For stuff. Next summer, patient also in the past, patient was also in Aimovig, A-I-M. OVIG 140 milligrams a month, the first time next summer. Explain to patient the common side effects from these medications, including stomach upset, drowsiness, nausea, stomach upset, constipation, reaction site side effects. Next number, we'll also perform an occipital nerve block today. That has been the most effective treatment for the patient. Occipital nerve block was performed without any side effects. The risk and benefit was clearly explained to the patient. But the benefit would include the alleviation of the headaches. The risk would be bleeding, painful injection, and pain site, an allergic reaction. Patient agreed to the risk and benefit. The procedure was done without any complication. The patient's migraine headaches is immediately broken. With the occipital nerve block, resolved. Immediately after the occipital nerve block injection, explain the patient the common side effects of these medications. Within patient problem as needed. This marks the implementation. Next patient,